This is the Rewatch Podcast.
Welcome back to the Rewatch Podcast. I'm Jay Thomas. Here's a special bonus episode where I'm going to talk about Godzilla, Kong, the New Empire. Or Godzilla and Kong, the New Empire. Or Godzilla X Kong, the New Empire. I don't know. This title is just as confusing as the Fast and Furious movies. Here's a trailer.
For centuries, there was harmony. The Titans were the guardians of nature. And the great apes became the protectors of humanity. We've discovered a signal. She can feel it. Kong, Godzilla, they can feel it too. Something is coming. Something even they're afraid of.
You feel like going for a ride?
Thought you'd never ask.
Just try not to swallow your tongue.
What? Is that a mini Kong?
Oh my God.
That's not just a signal. That's a call for war.
Kong can't stop this on his own.
He won't be alone.
Last time those two met up, it was almost the end of Kong.
They don't have to like each other. We just have to work together.
Now I have seen everything.
Godzilla and Kong, the New Empire is directed once again by Adam Wingard, who did Godzilla vs. Kong. And he's got a good handle on what people want to see when it comes to these movies. They want to see the big monsters fighting each other. And he delivers. There's no, like, waiting around. There's a lot of monster fights in this movie. There's one I wish we could have seen more of. It's just mainly for plot reasons that it even happens. But there's more Titans in this than just Godzilla and Kong and the Scar King, who's the big villain of the movie. That he's been in all the previews. And I will say the Scar King, for the most part, I don't like the way the Scar King looks. There's just something about him that is just off-putting. And maybe that was on purpose because he's the villain and you want to see him get taken down. But there's another aspect. There's another Titan that's involved with the Scar King. And I don't want to get too much into it because I don't think this Titan has been shown in any of the trailers, in any of the TV spots. So I don't want to mention it by name. There are toys of this thing out and the toys look ridiculous. But I don't really like the design of the bad Titans, the ones that Godzilla and Kong have to overcome at some point. I think the designs are weird. Like, the design of this other creature just seems almost incomplete. I don't know. It's hard to explain, but I didn't really think it was... Like, they build this thing up as being this very menacing, evil creature, and then I don't see it when I look at it, really. So where did we leave off last time we saw Godzilla and Kong? Kong was in Hollow Earth, and Godzilla was on Earth, in the upper level. In the ocean somewhere. I think he left after they're like, yeah, we're fine, but don't ever come here again. It was basically that type of situation. You know, they can't talk. Thank goodness. God, do you think one of these days they will talk? I hope not. And then we've also got humans as well. We have returning Rebecca Hall as Eileen Andrews. I think that's her name, Eileen? Maybe? Bernie Hayes, played by Brian Tyree Henry. And Kaylee Hoddle, who plays Jaya, the little deaf girl that is friends with Kong, the last of her tribe from Skull Island. And they play some pretty good roles. There's also a new character played by Dan Stevens called Trapper, which is a ridiculous name. All right, so let's just point this out. What kind of movie is this? Well, there's a character named Trapper, and he listens to classic rock at the weirdest times and makes it feel like it's Guardians of the Galaxy. And he's kind of funny. That's the kind of movie this is. It's a guy named Trapper. What the hell kind of name is that? This is a very, very enjoyable roller coaster of a ride kind of a movie. It's giant monsters beating the hell out of each other, exactly what you want. Kong has lots of battles. Godzilla has lots of battles. They battle each other. Then, you know, they join forces. Like, that's what this whole movie is about. Those two becoming friends. And the scene where they fight in Egypt through the pyramids, it's in all the trailers. That is a really fun scene. And I really liked it. But it's also kind of funny because Kong is trying to communicate with Godzilla to be like, hey, man, let's be friends. I need your help. There's some stuff I can't deal with. And he's trying to communicate that. And I love the way that they designed Kong because he's so expressive anyway. Where Godzilla's just, he's just Godzilla. You know, he's just this big thing that shoots atomic breath and fights. When they finally become friends because of a meteor, which I'm not going to say, that I just laughed. I was like, okay, this is what we're doing. Like that scene that they show in all the trailers where like Godzilla's screaming up and Kong's doing like a fist pump. There's another creature there that they haven't quite revealed. I think in some trailers they've shown this thing in a different scene. And I liked that. I liked the return of that Titan. I enjoyed that. But there's lots of different creatures in this that I really thought were neat looking, and I enjoyed the fights. A lot of them are very, very quick, but they're fun. They're the big giant monster fights that you want. Cities being destroyed. A lot of this movie takes place in Hollow Earth, and because that's where Scar King is, buried under like another level of Hollow Earth, a hollower Earth that Kong finds. And Scar King wants to destroy the world. He wants to be like the main Titan and just destroy everything else. And throughout most of this movie, if Godzilla's not fighting something, he's preparing for something. He can sense something. So something's off with Godzilla. They know that. And he's off preparing for some big battle. And I don't know if it's supposed to be Scar King or if it's supposed to be the thing that's with Scar King. But Godzilla Pink doesn't bother me. It works with the rest of the movie because this movie is super colorful. Hollow Earth is, they've done a really good job with making this movie look really bright and colorful. And even the jungles, just the greens are really rich. And there's a lot of fun stuff in this movie. It's weird. There's moments that really remind me of Indiana Jones. Like the Scar King uses a big spine whip on people, or not on people, but on Godzilla and Kong. And he's got like slave gorillas. And that reminded me of Temple of Doom a lot. Like his area really reminds me of the bad guys in Temple of Doom. And then there's other moments where I thought the set reminded me a lot of stuff from Indiana Jones, the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull, which I don't know if you really want stuff from Crystal Skull, but this movie didn't really care because they're like, you know what, we got giant monsters that are going to fight each other. People are going to enjoy that. And I did thoroughly. I had such a fun time watching this. This is like the most perfect popcorn movie I've ever seen. And I wish I would have seen Godzilla versus Kong in theaters, but this was fine. How's the human story? It's not as compelling as Godzilla Minus One. In fact, don't compare this with Godzilla Minus One. Don't go in even thinking it's gonna be the same thing, because Godzilla Minus One was like a real like artsy award-winning kind of movie compared to this. This is like a Fast and the Furious kind of movie. In fact, there's so many silly moments in it that I'm like, yes, if Dom and the crew show up, I will be beyond happy. Brian Tyree Henry, like, I like him as an actor. The comedy in this movie is not great. He kind of has, like, a comedic bromance with Dan Stevens' character. And Dan Stevens is real, like, carefree and kind of goofy. But Brian Tyree Henry's character, Bernie, he, like, a lot of things happen in this movie just so they can have characters involved. Which I don't think he really needed to be in this movie. There's really no, he doesn't really do anything that is important in this movie. He's just sort of tagging along doing like this documentary because no one believes him from the stuff that he did in Godzilla versus Kong, which I thought that was one of the worst storylines ever. Like, I didn't mind him. I thought he was fine, but no one believes him, and he can help Rebecca Hall's character translate something that Jaya's been doing because Jaya's having these weird mental flashes and she knows something's wrong too, and Kong's going to be upset and all this craziness goes on with her. And Rebecca Hall's character has trouble communicating with her. And she's kind of like the de facto mom for her. She's just worried that things aren't really working out with them. And he can help. I can't remember why. But it's that type of stuff. And in return for him helping her, he gets to tag along to Hollow Earth. That's why he's there. He's not there for any other reason. And Dan Stevens is there because he's like the vet for the Titans if they need help. And you know that big giant glove that Kong has? That's like the most convenient situation. And the way that they bring it up, I was laughing. I thought it was hilarious. This movie's so silly and dumb, but it brought such a smile to my face almost the whole time. It's kind of like watching the new Roadhouse. I enjoyed it about the same amount. I think I would watch them back to back, and I would have a lot of fun. And I will say, too, like, this is much more of a Kong movie than it is a Godzilla movie. Godzilla's just sort of like, I feel like he's the big brother that Kong needs to call for help at one point. But I like that. I'm a big Kong fan, so more Kong the better. Definitely check out Godzilla X Kong The New Empire, or Godzilla and Kong The New Empire, or Godzilla Kong The New Empire. It's a lot of fun.
The Rewatch Podcast is an Alpha Media production.